And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 15th of July, 2025. July 15th is Celebration of the Horse Day. Horses were domesticated about 6,000 years ago. Species-wise, the closest relatives to the horse are the donkey, zebra, Brazilian tapir, and the rhino. Horses can understand and even interpret human emotions. Horses are great communicators when you know what to look for. They use their ears to say whether they're relaxed, trying to figure out what's behind them, or anxious and alert. You can also learn a lot by how they hold their heads, lips, nostrils, and much more. Horses can sleep standing up or lying down. A healthy horse gallops at about 27 miles per hour. But the top speed ever recorded was by a horse named A Long Goodbye. He was able to reach a speed of 55 miles per hour. The average lifespan of a well-cared-for horse is 25 to 30 years. But a horse named Old Billy holds the record for the longest life. He was born in Lancashire, England in 1769 and died in 1822 at the ripe old age of 62 years. Interestingly, horses are not able to breathe through their mouths. They can't burp or vomit. Horses have a great field of vision. Because their eyes are positioned on either side of their heads, horses can see nearly everything around them. When a foal is still in utero, he has a soft covering over his hooves so that they don't damage his mother. The soft tissue is called fairy slippers. Since the advent of motorized cars and farming equipment, fewer horses are suffering abuse. However, two examples of institutionalized horse abuse are horse racing and rodeos. Racehorses are the victims of a multi-billion dollar industry that is rife with drug abuse, injuries, and race fixing, and many horses' careers end at the slaughterhouse. While horse racing can never be entirely safe for the animals, a zero-tolerance drug policy, turf or grass tracks only, a ban on whipping, competitive racing only after a horse's third birthday, and other reforms would make a world of difference to the horses. Rodeo performers have been documented beating, kicking, and shocking normally docile cows and horses in chutes and holding pens. Bucking broncos and steers are provoked with electric prods, sharp sticks, caustic ointments, and the pinching bucking strap. By the time the animals are released into the arena, they are frantic. After their short and painful careers, animals in rodeos are sent to the slaughterhouse. Horse sanctuaries are committed to the rescue and rehabilitation of equines suffering from abuse, as well as the successful retirement of working equines. The publication of The Rights of the Defenseless, Protecting Animals and Children in Gilded Age America by Susan J. Pearson was on this day in 2011. In 1877, the American Humane Society was formed as the National Organization for Animal and Child Protection. 30 years later, there were 354 anti-cruelty organizations chartered in the United States, nearly 200 of which were similarly invested in the welfare of both humans and animals. In The Rights of the Defenseless, Susan J. Pearson seeks to understand the institutional, cultural, legal, and political significance of the perceived bond between these two kinds of helpless creatures and the attempts made to protect them. Unlike many of today's humane organizations, those Pearson follows were delegated police powers to make arrests and bring cases of cruelty to animals and children before local magistrates. Those whom they prosecuted were subject to fines, jail time, and the removal of either animal or child from their possession. Susan J. Pearson is Associate Professor of History at Northwestern University. And here is a poem for today, Horses, by Widder Binner. Words are hoops through which to leap upon meanings, which are horses' backs, bare, moving. Horses, by Widder Binner. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that horses are not here to serve or entertain us.